It is the world's greatest military spender, outnumbering the next 20 highest military budgets combined. The United States is therefore viewed as a weapons giant with the latest in military technology. But a study by the United States' own Defense Department, meant for U.S. congressional representatives, states the billions of dollars spent on its European missile defense system might not protect the U.S. as intended.
It may not defend the U.S. It may just defend U.S. forces and troops in Europe, which I think is wrong to spend money on, since they're going to have to cut the defense budget. That would make the program ripe for cutting because it really doesn't defend the U.S.
A major source of concern about the program's effectiveness is the location of some missile interceptor sites. Poland and Romania have allowed U.S. missile defense sites in their countries, but the report found that these locations are not ideal.
Both of these locations may be misplaced to defend the U.S. They could defend Europe and defend U.S. troops in Europe, but defending the U.S. is problematical, they're finding, from these sites.
Simply changing the locations of these sites presents a greater diplomatic issue. According to defense analyst Ivan Eland, the governments of the current sites spent political capital to persuade their people of the merits of the U.S. bases. Therefore, moving them would hurt relations between the U.S. and those countries.
So they've sold these missile sites. So now, and it might be embarrassing if the U.S. says, oh, well, now we don't need them because we need to place these missiles elsewhere because we need to defend the U.S.
In a statement to Press TV, a Defense Department spokesperson said the program's first three steps are without issue, and only in the fourth and final step does the Government Accountability Office criticize the missile defense system. The department maintains that it has, quote, conducted a careful review and analysis of its missile defense plans for Europe. Republicans are pinning the blame on the Obama administration, who they say rushed the program, leading to its flaws. And at a time where the government is undergoing heavy cuts to military spending, the possibility of this program being cut is very real. The secret study was summarized in a brief to lawmakers by the Government Accountability Office, who did not classify the briefing and was subsequently picked up by media outlets. Marjan Ossi, Press TV, Washington.